After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida, it's the third game of this week-long 6-game series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella, so glad you could join us for this Thursday evening from Polk County. As the Marauders look to get back on track, they've dropped the first 2 games of this series, in which both have really mirrored each other, with the Marauders taking an early lead in the first couple innings, and then the offense going quiet into the night late, as last night they lost 7-4, in which they had a It was a tie game at the halfway point, but they did have a 3-1 lead at one point, and so that dissipated throughout the ball game. And then on Tuesday, they ended up losing 10-3 after they carried a 3-2 lead after an inning and a half. They were outscored 8-0 the rest of the way. So they're hoping that they can get a win on the board here. They've lost all 8 games now played here at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland. Lost 6 in April and the first 2 games this week. But not to worry, Connor Wickriff is on the hill. The rookie 7th-round pick has looked really good so far. No wins, no losses, and even 3 ERA. Made his first professional start last week against Dunedin and made it his first professional appearance on Tuesday. So now he gets another go again in the rotation for the Bradenton Marauders. He goes against Pedro Garcia, who's still a new addition here to Lakeland as of late. So he's just getting his feet wet as well as a part of the FCL Tigers this year in their championship. A lot to get to here on the pregame show. We'll get you a look at some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard and then lineups and more here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for game 3 of this 6-game series at Joker Marchant Stadium. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Tampa in Fort Myers, they were canceled today in Tampa due to inclement weather. So Fort Myers, that's a big one. They ended up playing a doubleheader yesterday, lost both games, and so their lead has been squished even more over Lakeland. So it is a 2.5-game lead over Lakeland coming into today. We'll see how that may factor in down the stretch in the second half of this season. St. Louis, they played 6-10, so they're in the bottom of the first inning, scoreless game with a runner on for the Mets. Daytona looks to win their third straight in Jupiter. They'll get going about 10 minutes as well. Clearwater hosting Dunedin at 6:30. Daniel Guerra, who's been throwing the ball well, we saw him last week for the DJs. He gets the nod today for Dunedin. In the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, Buccos wrapped up a series yesterday in Texas as they took on the Rangers. They now return home to take on the Reds. Mr. Paul Skeens is on the mound today as the Buccos, currently 8 games below .500, are looking to get back in the win column here today after, again, dropping 2 out of those 3 games. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates systems in AAA Indianapolis, a big name in the lineup today, Nick Gonzalez, who commences his major league rehab assignment. Also, Bubba Chandler's on the hill there in the top of the first inning. And would you look at that? They already have a run in Columbus. Take a look, see kind of what has happened there It was a Nick Gonzalez home run, so how about that? His fifth of the year in AAA as he spent some time there earlier in the season. Well, J.P. Massey, who played his college ball in Minnesota, where Connor Wickriff also played. He's on the mound for High E Greensboro at home against the Asheville Tourist, and then Altoona a bit later, 6:35 p.m. for his pitch. Drake Fellows on the bump today for Altoona, looking to bounce back with a win in Richmond. We come back here on the Braden to Marauders pregame show. We'll get you lineups. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to Joker Marchant Stadium for Game 3 of this six-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Both managers have exchanged a lot of cards at home, so let's exchange them with you right now. Bradenton, 1-9 goes as follows. The lefty third baseman, Deuce Corson, hits leadoff, coming off a multi-hit night last night, followed by the right fielder in Will Taylor. Switch-hitting DH is Connor Delgado. He hits third, as Marlon Valdez plays left field in bats cleanup. Ethan Leje, the first baseman out of Ole Miss, bats fifth. The catcher, Axio Plaz, bats in the number six spot. Hitting seventh and playing second base is Yordani de los Santos, followed by the shortstop and Javier Rivas. Andrew Patrick man center field, and he rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders as they send the lefty seventh round pick this year out of Minnesota, and Connor Whitgriff to the hill, making his, again, second start, third professional appearance tonight. For Lakeland, talked about it in the last segment, but 2.5 back. This is another pivotal game for them in their playoff hunt as we wind down with about 2.5 series left coming into today. David Smith, the left fielder, hits leadoff, followed by the center fielder in Nomar Fania. Corey Joyce, a minor league rehabber, bats third and plays third. Andrew Jenkins is the cleanup hitter. He plays first. Right fielder Jose de la Cruz bats fifth. Samuel Heal plays second base and bats in the number six spot. Archer Brookman does the catching, bats seventh. The DH Ricardo Hurtado hits eighth. And Peyton Graham will round out the starting nine as the shortstop today. Another player who is on minor league rehab. Pedro Garcia gets the ball today for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, as it will be Whitgriff against Garcia here in this third game of this six-game set. Lakeland takes the field right now in their home white uniforms. They have won the first two games of this series. They go for their third in a row against Bradenton. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. It will be first pitch between Lakeland and Bradenton. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy.
So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Let's go!
Play ball.
Play ball.
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
The rain has cleared away as the sun peeks through some clouds from Joker Marchand Stadium in Lakeland, Florida. It is game number 3 of this 6-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Thomas Zinzarella saying hello from Polk County as Bradenton looks to get back in the win column. They've dropped the first 2 games of this series. Lakeland is in the playoff hunt right now, 2.5 games out from first place, Fort Myers. It is Connor Whitgriff against Pedro Garcia, 2 new arms here on both their rotations and pitching staffs as Garcia will face 2 scores to Will Taylor and Connor Delgado. But let's meet Pedro Garcia, 6'1", 190 right-hander from Santo Domingo, the DR. He is 22 years old, started the year with Lakeland, then sent back down to the complex and has found his way back up here to Lakeland. He pitched well there. Marauders in their black jersey tops, the Reed Bradenton in gold script gray pants. Lakeland in their home white uniforms. They had to read across the chest, Flying Tigers, and a blue lettering. Garcia from the wind-up, first base start of the rubber. He's set to go against Gorson, the lefty. First pitch is ripped out and missed at 84 miles an hour. And we are off and running on time at 6:30 p.m. Game time temperature 79 degrees. Some clouds up in the sky is the 0-1. And Gorson takes down and in. It's 1-1. Is a slight wind blowing at 5 miles an hour out towards right center field. And the Tigers complex. Garcia's 1-1. Is letter high called strike at 85. May see some rain throughout the broadcast today and throughout the game. It rained for most of the morning in some parts of Lakeland, but it has cleared up again once nighttime rolls around. Gorson's behind 1-2 as Garcia, a deep breath from the letters. The pitch, swing and a miss as Gorson couldn't hold up there on a changeup. He strikes out to start the first inning.
And second, the right fielder, number 29, Will Taylor.
Garcia's numbers are not pretty. There's no way to put it. But most of the damage was done in April. He made his debut against Bradenton on April 11th, gave up three runs on no hits in a third of an inning. Pitch, bunt shown, pulled back, and it's a ball for ball one on Will Taylor. He walked five in that start and then made two more appearances in Palm Beach later, had an ERA of 108 in three outings, two starts. Reddy's 1-0, bounces in, and it's 2-0. Gave up 12 runs on two hits, 10 walks, three strikeouts in an inning. So he built on that, though, had a pretty good campaign down in the Complex League. 2-0. And Taylor swings, misses at a fastball. It's 2-1. Had a 3.63 ERA in seven starts, 11 outings. Walks went down to 21, struck out 50 and 44 and two-thirds. And now he's back up here in Lakeland for his second appearance since. 2-1. Bunt shown. It's down third base side, but foul. Made that appearance a week ago to the day in Fort Myers. Pretty good start as well. Run on three hits, three walks, three Ks, and three innings. As a count, two balls and two strikes on Taylor. Scoreless game from Lakeland, just off and running. Taylor last night, 0-2, two walks, a run scored. And the pitch. Tap foul at home at plate as it hit Taylor in the batter's box. Taylor's playing in his sixth game, fifth round pick this year by the Pirates out of Clemson. He is the highest draft pick on the roster. It was Garrett Forster, who was a third rounder last year. 2-2, and that's tugged down and away for a ball 94. Now Forster then was promoted right on deadline day to Greensboro and then was dealt to the Miami Marlins for the Brian De La Cruz. 3-2. That's low for ball four. Just below the knees with an off speed. And Taylor walks.
Batting third, the designated hitter number 54, Tyner Delgado.
Puts Taylor on for the switch hitting DH today in Tyner Delgado. One out, runner on, no score, top one. Third game of this week-long series for Bradenton in Lakeland. They've lost their last eight here. Pitch and to the lefty Delgado. It's inside for ball one. Garcia in the Complex League never faced the FCL Pirates. Faced a lot of the Blue Jays and a lot of the Phillies. Righty's 1-0. There's a slider, belt high called strike. Made five appearances against the Blue Jays, four against the Phillies, and then two against the Yankees. Kind of how it goes sometimes in the Complex League. 1-1, down and in. Another breaking ball to shoot tops. It's 2-1. For example, Xander Meath, who pitched 2 days ago on Tuesday here, he faced a lot of the Orioles this year in the Complex League. Garcia looks over his front left shoulder. Black glove set above the belt, the 2-1. And Delgado fans on a fastball. Delgado and Gorson had multi-hit games last night. Each had a pair of hits. Delgado an RBI single in the first inning. And a 7-4 Bradenton loss. Well, that's been the one thing. The Marauders, they've gotten on and they've hit in the first half of the game. It's the second half where the offense has gone quiet. Score all their runs in the first two games in the first four innings. 2-2. And Delgado takes downstairs just low at 91. And for the second straight batter, Garcia has a full count. See if Taylor will be put in motion here. Good size lead at first as Garcia looks that way. He Reddy's in stride zone. The payoff on the ground. Diving stop by Jenkins. Throw to second base on a hop is dropped by Graham, the shortstop. L. Jenkins made a really good play to his right on a backhanded stab. Then one hop to throw into second base. Now plays two on with one out. Let's set the defense for you, starting the outfield left to right. David Smith, Nomar Fania, Jose De La Cruz is in right. Corey Joyce is at third, Peyton Graham, Samuel Heal up the middle. Andrew Jenkins man's first, and Archer Brookman does the catching for Pedro Garcia. Runners at first and second, no score, top one. First pitch to Esmerlin Valdez is thigh high, called strike. So that'll be a fielder's choice throwing error. That gets Taylor to second base. Pitch in the dirt, blocked on one hop by Brookman. It's 1-1. A couple of sliders here thrown by Pedro Garcia. Now, as Marlin, he's the leading RBI man for Bradenton this year. 17 home runs, 51 driven in. Had one yesterday, the 1-1. Golfed up high in the air, shallow left field. Graham and Smith both there, and it's the left fielder Smith who races in and has it. Two gone.
Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 31, Ethan Lejay.
So it's up to the Ethan Lejay. Try to drive in the Marauders' first run today. Taylor's at second, Delgado at first. With two outs, no score, top one. Garcia's already thrown a lot of pitches. That's 20 in this first inning. Righty Lejay up against the back white chalk. Righty batter, first pitch. And it's low for a ball at 87. Lejay did play yesterday, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Had an RBI single in the first inning. Lakeland went on to win 10-3 that night. Garcia sets in the 1-0. Outside at 92. As there is a righty throwing from the mound in right field. Could be a short-lived start for Garcia. Has to get Lejay here. Duo is taken for a called strike. Belt tie, 92 on the outer half. Lejay, 15th round pick this year out of Ole Miss. Started his college career at Nicholls State, then Delgado Community College. 2-1, and Lejay flies it in the air to left center, but playable. Fania to his right, and he makes the grab. Wind blowing in from left center. That's the inning. No runs, no hits, an error. Two men left on base. Happening in the books, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
With U.S. Kids Presents, what to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Bottom one, no score from Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium as the lefty Connor Whitgriff makes his second professional start. All of David Smith, Nomar Fania, and Corey Joyce. First pitch on the ground, right of the shortstop, Rivas. He gobbles it up, throws to first, and they get the speedy Smith by half a step. One up, one down to start this first inning. Now Bradenton had two runners on in the top of the first inning, could not get one across. That's the first time they haven't scored a run this week in the first inning. Ready, Nomar Fania takes a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, called strike. But let's meet the lefty Whitgriff, seventh round pick this year by the Pirates out of the University of Minnesota. A one's low for ball, it's 1-1. Was born in Phoenix but grew up in Prior Lake, Minnesota. Went to high school. Lefty kicks, 1-1. Check swing on a ball down. And he went around, said Gabe Vargas, the first base umpire. Whitgriff made his professional debut last Tuesday, then pitched on Saturday against the DJs. 1-2, way up and away, 94. Stands to the mound at 6'2", 200 pounds. His gray pants rolled up to the kneecaps. He's got black and white stirrup socks. 2-2. Lays the opposite way to right field. Taylor to his left easily has it. Letter high, two gone. Let's meet the Marauders defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. And as Maryland Valdez, Andrew Patrick, Will Taylor's in right field. Two scores is at third. Rivas De Los Santos up the middle. Leches at first, and Axio Plaz does the catching. Two outs, base is empty, no score, bottom one. As the righty Corey Joyce, a minor league rehabber, watches an off-speed on the outside corner, called strike. Whitgriff started his college career in the JUCO ranks, as that's line of third, back-headed, speared by Gorson, pops up, throw to first, and they got him. A clean pick at third by Gorson, and it's a 1-2-3 first inning. One gone, no score on the Marauders broadcast network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive.
Friendly reminder, don't
no runs,
drive
no
high.
Hits, no.
If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
One.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, no score between Bradenton and Lakeland as the first pitch to the righty Axio Plaz is outside for ball one, at 93 from Pedro Garcia, who narrowly escaped the first inning. pitch, and Blaz waves and misses at a fastball 93. It's 1-1. 6, 7, and 8 coming up here in this second inning against Garcia after Marauders left 2-1 in the first. 1-1. And a breaking ball high. It's 2-1. And Connor Whitgriff had a 1-2-3 bomb at the first, so it was two very polar opposites first innings. Garcia, deep breath from the windup, 2-1. And Blaz takes up and in at 92 for ball three. Blaz looking to snap out of this funk he's in. Really going back since he turned 19 10 days ago. He's hoped for his last 13. 3-1. That's barreled in the air. Left center field. Fania over. Can't get there to his right. Center fielder cuts it off and throws it back in. So it's just a long single for Axio Plaz, but that snaps. That skid he was on. First hit today for either side comes from the 19-year-old in Axio Plaz. He's on for Yordani de los Santos, another 19-year-old. And a scoreless game in the second. First pitch to De Los Santos is top of the zone. Breaking ball called strike. Jeremy Rota, our home plate umpire. Gabe Vargas is in the field today. It is the final day this week of the full ABS, as they call it, the auto balls and strike system. The 0-1. De Los Santos waves and misses out a slider for a strike. As for the umpires, they'll wear an earpiece. Tell if it's a ball or a strike. Tomorrow's a challenge system. The umpires call their own zone from Friday through Sunday. And then each team has three challenges. 0-2 to De Los Santos. And he taps it around the on-deck circle. Third base side foul. Yordani just over 2 weeks with Bradenton. 14 games logged. He's 8 for his first 50. Pair of doubles and 4 driven in. 0-2 from Garcia, and De Los Santos strikes out swinging a 93.
The shortstop number 2, Javier Rivas.
Second K for Garcia. With Plaz standing at first base right now, no score in the second. Javier Rivas, the shortstop. Digs in the right side, he's got some new cleats on today. Garcia lifts on the pitch. Slider high above the letters for ball one. His cleats are very bright. They are something from another galaxy in a type of way. It's a neon green, pink, black Nike spikes. 1-0. Float up high in the air, shallow left center. Fania races in, and shallow center puts it away, cap high, two gone. It looked like the Marauders were off to another big inning here in the second, but after the single from Plaz, it's been a strikeout flyout as Andrew Patrick, the center fielder, steps in. No score, top two in Lakeland. Third game of this week-long series. Opening pitch, the righty Patrick is a breaking ball in tight for ball one. Patrick batting ninth today, had the day off yesterday. Hit ninth the other day. 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. The 1-0. Fastball high. Garcia still in and out of the zone. He's thrown 37 pitches, 20 strikes. Ready looks over his front left shoulder, short lead at first for Plaz. 2-0. Way up and away at 92, and it's 3-0. Fans filing in on this Thursday night. It's a big, large group of people down the first base side. 3-0. Down and away with a fastball for ball four, and he walked him. Second walk today, issued by Garcia. Places two on with two outs for the top of the order, and Deuce scores it.
The third baseman, number 34, James Corson.
I know there was a bus that pulled up, and so I think that's what it is. It's a giant camper, just a group of people making some noise down that first baseline. First and second, two outs, no score, top two. Lefty Gorson, the batter. Pitch. And it's a called strike, top of the zone, with a backdoor breaking ball. Gorson had probably his best game of his young professional career yesterday. Reached base four times. Pitch. Slider in tight for a ball. It's 1-1. Had a single and then scored in the first. In the second, RBI double. And then he was hit by a pitch and walked later in the inning. Went 2-for-3 on the day. 1-1. Check swing, and it's in tight. Trying to jam him on a slider. It's 2-1, though. Gorson playing in his ninth game. He's 5 for his first 26, but has reached base in the last four. Been swinging a hot bat. 2-1. Inside as it nearly hit him on the back left thigh. 3-1 on Gorson. Plaza at second, Patrick at first. Will Taylor on deck for Bradenton. Garcia readies. Stairs to second. And is 3-1. Jack swing, and it's inside again for ball four. And Garcia has walked him full in the second. Well, you thought after the single got the next two men that he'd be close to getting out of this inning. All of a sudden, back-to-back, two-out walks, brings up Will Taylor. Archer Brookman went out, and now pitching coach Nick Green follows as Brookman was going to come back to home plate, and pitching coach held him right there. Bradenton, they have succeeded in the early innings in the first two games of this series in hitting. Innings 1 through 4 in the first two games this week, they're hitting 281, where they've scored all their runs, 4 yesterday, 3 on Tuesday. But then innings 5 through 9, they are just 1 for 30 at the plate. So, if you think that history will repeat itself, you want to get your runs here. Bases full, 2 outs in the second, meeting adjourned. As Will Taylor is set to step in the right side. Against the right-handed pitcher and starter in Pedro Garcia. First pitch, and Taylor rips and misses out a fastball for strike one. Now that may have gotten him back on track. Marauders left 2 on in the first. 0-1, check swing, and it's a called strike on a changeup on the inside corner. Now the Marauders left 2-1 in the first 4 innings yesterday. They did cash in for 3 runs, but it could have been more in their 7-4 loss. Taylor's behind, no balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs, bases full. The pitch on the ground, a third. It's a fair ball down the left field line. 1 run scores, another behind him. Here comes the third, and Gorson, and he scores as Taylor's in at second base with a bases clearing double. And now Andrew Graham out because I was confused. Taylor wasn't running the second base. He could have had 3 if it wasn't for the fair call by home plate umpire Jamie Rota, and that's what he's arguing right now, Andrew Graham, the manager. Does that look like it may have been a foul ball, but it's ruled fair and it works for Bradenton. They drive a ball in as Connor Delgado climbs in the left side, switch hitter, and a 3-0 Bradenton lead. Garcia fires home. First pitch is rolled foul, first base side. Taylor's second double of his pro career, and it's a bases clearing two-bagger that scores 3. is up to 7 RBIs now in the season. That was 5, 6, and 7. He's at second currently. 0-1. Changeup peels outside for a ball. Now things were looking a bit dire there after Garcia walked. Two men ended up firing two strikes then. Well, the base is full against Taylor. 1-1. Jack swing, and it's low for a ball. Delgado hit into a fielder's choice in the first inning. Two-one pitch. Low to the air, left center. Fania to his right, angles in. Settles under it and records the final out of the second inning. But not before Bradenton scores 3 on a bases-clearing double from Will Taylor. 3-0 after 1.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nothing. Bradenton on a Will Taylor 3 RBI double as Andrew Jenkins, the righty, takes a first pitch cutter low from Connor Wickriff, the lefty. It's 1-0. 4, 5, and 6 coming up as the lefty's 1-0. Is lays foul, first base side out of play. It's 1-1. Oh, Wickriff threw just 8 pitches, 6 strikes in a 1-2-3 first inning. 2 ground outs and a line out to right field. 1-1. Changeup fades up and away at 86. It's 2-1. Wickriff flaps the glove from the belt and deals in the windup. 2-1 is a two-seam fastball. Bomb the zone, called strike. Well, Wickriff has really good stuff, and we've heard it from the Marauders pitching coach in Matt Ford. If you want to talk about pure stuff, you know, Jimenez is really good stuff. You know, fastball, changeup, and a curveball. Christian Curtis, who we saw yesterday, really good stuff. 2-2. There's a breaking ball rolled back behind Tome. And that's why their ceilings are so high. You know, a guy like Curtis, who pitched in the last year, the inaugural breakout game against the Orioles. 2-2. Is fouled off first base side out of play. You think Wickriff, a guy that could be there as well, and he didn't start in college until he started JUCO, but 2 years in Minnesota out of the bullpen his first year, then the second year finally cracked into the rotation. Pitch outside for ball 3. On a peeling changeup, it's 3-2 on Andrew Jenkins. Lefty, 3-2. Ricky ball fisted back to the screen. Jenkins this year hitting 244 in 24 games. Two home runs, you'd say, 14 RBIs. 3-2 again, and Jenkins flies it well in the air, left center field. Patrick to his right, calls off, fouls his left fielder, and puts it away in deep left center field. One gone. Now, this is a massive ballpark as well. You think Comerica Park in Detroit is. So this is the Detroit Tigers spring training, and obviously their single-A affiliate in Lakeland. One out, base is empty the second. First pitch to Jose de la Cruz is flying well in the air again, right center. Taylor, plenty of room, just shy of the track. Settles under it and has it for the second out. Well, it's 4-20 to center field, and it's got a big notch out there that says Publix Field. They don't have a number on that, but down the lines, it's 340. Two outs, base is clear, 3-0 Bradenton. Samuel Heal, the second baseman. First pitch, there's a breaking ball at the knees, called strike. Yoan, breaking ball popped up, first base side. Leje in front of the coach's box, wheels back to the white chalk line. It makes the catch. The ball nearly fell out there for a second. It's a 1-2-3 second. 3-0 Bradenton after 2 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Connor Wickerup has gone 6 up, 6 down. The Marauders have a 3-0 lead as we begin the top of the third. Righty Pedro Garcia's first pitch is chopped foul. Third base side by the righty. And as Marlon Valdez for strike one. 4, 5, and 6 coming up here after Bradenton scored 3 on a double from Will Taylor in the second. Garcia, deep breath, and spins home the 0-1. Popped up, third base side. Joyce, right next to the base, moves a couple steps to his left and puts it away, one gone. Now Garcia, another high pitch inning. 24 pitches in the first, 27 in the second. He's throwing a baker's dozen strike total. Each of the first two, one out, base is empty here. Ethan Leje, the righty, checks a swing, and it's a called strike on the inner edge. Marauders looking to win their first game this week and their first game in Lakeland this year. Righty's 0-1. Slaughter sweeps over the heart of the plate, called strike. They are 0-8. They haven't won a game since last June here at Publix Field. Garcia spins 0-2. On the ground, softly at the short. Charging it is Graham, scoops and fields from the edge of the grass and throws him out. Now fast moving top of the third. Now one thing is clear though, that this draft class of this year, we're seeing some really bright spots. Righty Axio Plaz swings and rolls a foul up the third base side for strike one. Now Will Taylor making his impact. We've seen Gorson's bat last night, and tonight he's 0-for-0 on the walk and a run scored. The 0-1, high and in with a breaking ball, it's 1-1. And you're seeing Connor Wickriff as well and what he's been able to do. 1-1. That's a really good slider. Almost comes in and hits Plaz. He extends his arms up in the air and then it catches the inside corner. It's a lot of movement on it. Two outs, nobody on. Garcia's 1-2. Fastball flown in the air, right field. De La Cruz rocked back. One more, shot of the track and has it for the last down. 1-2-3 third for Pedro Garcia. 2.5 of the books, 3-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Last of the third inning, Bradenton. 3-0 lead on the Lakeland Flying Tigers as Connor Wickriff's day is done. Carlos Jimenez will follow now. And the first pitch in the righty Jimenez is a fastball down and away on the outside corner, to say, for a called strike. So Wickriff, he was excellent. 20 pitches, 15 strikes, two clean innings, six up, six down. Jimenez sets in the 0-1. And fastball up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. Surprised to see Jimenez go a few innings. He's not in the rotation this week, so was to follow. Righty kicks 1-1. And a slider down and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Now Jimenez, who's been in and out of the rotation this year, 22 years of age, native of Caracas, Venezuela, making his 23rd total appearance with Bradenton. He started 11 games. 2-1. And fouls it back out of play. 4-3-1 loss record, 3.68 ERA. 83 strikeouts, but 63 walks and 66 innings for Jimenez. It's been the one bugaboo against him. That counts even on Brookman, who's swinging a hot bat. And late time called as it's a pitch clock violation. That's ball three. Infield, laying straight up and back against Brookman, who now wants time. And then his sign is a non-drafted free agent. Back before COVID, July of 2018. So guy who's on the older side here in single A. Was injured last year and has only made two appearances. Count has fallen, Brookman, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Breaking ball down and away, and Jimenez strikes out the first batter. He sees an Archer Brookman. One gone, base is empty for Ricardo Hurtado. Jimenez made his first start this year right here in Lakeland when inning and two-thirds gave up two runs on no hits, four walks, and two Ks. Pitch to the righty Hurtado. There's a fastball down on the outside corner called strike, but this has been a different Carlos Jimenez. Three outings in the month of August, so owns a 2.53 ERA. Righty holds 0-1. Breaking ball too high there on the righty. It's 1-1. And even you can go back to July. He had a 2-2-1 ERA in five outings, three starts. Walks up and down. 1-1. And a curveball outside. It's 2-1 on Hurtado. Playing in his fifth game. 2-1, way outside for a ball. It's 3-4 his first 12 with a pair of RBIs, three walks, and three strikeouts. Guy who came up from the FCL Tigers. Jimenez sidesteps home, 3-1. Up and away for ball 4-93, and he walked him. First man to reach today is number 8 man in the lineup. As that brings up Peyton Graham, who commences minor league rehab assignment today with single A Lakeland. 23-year-old, a second round pick in 2022 out of Oklahoma. First pitch to Graham. And he rips and misses out a breaking ball for strike one. Graham played for Lakeland last year, played 54 games, also played 27 games here in 2022. Started the year in High West Michigan. And things just have not gone his way. 0-1, outside of the backstop, Karam's back, and Blinds will have no play at second. Hurtado reaches on a wild pitch. 3-0 Bradenton in the third with a runner at second base. Graham had 53 games this year for West Michigan, hitting just 185. With a home run and 15 driven in. Open stance on the right side. And Jimenez is 1-1. Flown well in the air to left field. Valdez backs up. Squares his shoulders shy of the track and squeezes it for the second out.
The left
fielder, number 10, David Smith. Top the order back around is a switch hitting David Smith batting left. Faces Carlos Jimenez for the first time. Runner on second, 3-0 Bradenton. First pitch is whiffed out and missed. A good changeup for strike one. Menace's last outing wasn't the best of his. It was still kind of just got through it. The 0-1 in tight as it backs Smith off the inside corner. It's 1-1. Went 4-2-3, gave up three runs on three hits, a hit batter, while walking 5 and striking out 5. It's kind of one of those starts where, you know, it was okay. Could have been better, and could have been a lot worse. You know, walk 5 guys and you give up a hit batter. I mean, it's 6 free guys on base and only 3 runs. 1-1. Inside as it runs in at 94. Menez picks up the rosin bag and slams it down on the back side of the rubber. He's fallen behind most of the hitters in this half inning. 2-1. Breaking ball high and away. It's ball 3. Especially on a guy in Smith who's batting leadoff today, but he's batted 9th most of the time with Lakeland this year. And boy, he is struggling. He's hitting 139 in his last 10 games. He's also got plus speed. 3-1. On the ground, softly hit to second. Right at De Los Santos. Down to get it. Low throw to first, but that's the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on the base that second. 3-0. Bradenton after 3 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Bradenton 3, Lakeland nothing. As 7-8-9 coming up, Jordan Los Santos shows bunt and bunts it foul at home for strike 1. As he meets and greets the new pitcher in Cam Brown, who replaces Pedro Garcia. Garcia goes 3 innings, gives up 3 runs on 2 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. With the new righty in Cam Brown, and 26-year-old from Pontiac, Illinois. Played his college ball at Central Michigan. Brown this year 6-1, a 3.59 ERA in 34 outings for Lakeland. Pitch ripped towards third, inside the bag and down the left field line. Up towards the corner as Smith out to fetch it. De Los Santos around second and holds on there. On a screamer down the left field line. It's a stand-up two-bagger for De Los Santos. You know, the one thing is for Yordani is that that's his second double this week, third on the season. Maybe he can start to get things rocking and rolling. He's at second, nobody out in the fourth inning. 3-0 Bradenton for Javier Rivas. Righty hitter. A look to second of the pitch. On the ground, softly hit to third. Joyce Fields, bit of a high throw to first. Rivas not running hard, and he's put away. One gone. Rest of the numbers on Brown this year. 48 strikeouts, 23 walks, and 47 2/3. He has also saved 5 games in seven opportunities. Guy who has pitched in high A the last 2 years. De Los Santos at second. Andrew Patrick, the righty hitter. First pitch check swing, and he went around, said field umpire and Gabe Vargas. It's nothing in one. Three nothing Bradenton. Score all the runs in the second. 0-1, ground ball on the right side. Heel to his left. Fields and throws to first. That does move the runner De Los Santos to third. But two outs now in the inning.
The third baseman, number 34, Juice Corson.
Rodgers scored all three runs on a bases-clearing double from Will Taylor in the second. As top fielder comes back around. With Taylor's on deck, but first to lefty Corson against the righty Cam Brown. Opening pitch. Down in and hits him on the shoe top. And Corson on board for the second time today. He walked and scored in the second.
The right fielder, number 29, Will Taylor.
First and third with two outs in the fourth inning. And Will Taylor is the batter. And he had his bases clearing double. That might have been a foul ball, but was ruled fair by Hopewood umpire Jamie Riota. So, I mean, you'll take it. Pitch to Taylor, the righty. Is top of the zone, letter high, called strike. For Taylor, that was his second double. He's up to seven RBIs. Had a grand slam for his first pro hit last Thursday. The 0-1. Slaughter sweeps outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Now Brown has a sort of a close stance on the mound. His front left foot is in front of the right one. And so for a lot of guys, they can use that lower arm angle and then use Slaughter. It's like a sweeper. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled off on the right field line out of play. Now there's one name I always remember. It was Greg Weissert, who played college ball at Fordham. He's in the big leagues right now. Was dealt from the Yankees to the Red Sox as a part of the Alex Verdugo deal. And he's a guy that uses a close stance like this. His is more extreme. Brown's almost facing the third base dugout now. 1-2 is high and in. Runner off the second base. No throw down as Corson with a headlong dive is in. Well, for Gorson, that's his second stolen base of the season. Second and third, two outs, two balls, two strikes, the pitch on Will Taylor. Pitch, down and away in the dirt for a ball. Get three balls, two strikes, the count on Will Taylor with two outs and runners at second and third. The pitch, foul straight back to the screen, and he'll do it again. Taylor is 0 for his last six coming in over his last two games before that double in the second. Kind of breaks him out of a mini slump. Delgado on deck for Bradenton. Here in the fourth inning. Round readies. 3-2 again. Fisted towards the right side. Scooped on one hop by Jenkins. Now a run to first. They flip to Brown. And they get the out as they beat Taylor by a step and a half. No runs to hit. Two men left on base in the fourth inning. 3-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck.
Lions Tigers, the center fielder, number 25.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Bradenton with a 3-0 lead on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. 2-3-4 coming up against the righty and Carlos Jimenez. He's working in his second inning out of the bullpen. First pitch is waved at a missed on a peeling changeup to the lefty batter for strike one. Jimenez came in last inning, threw 20 pitches, just 8 strikes though. The 0-1, down and away for a ball, and it's 1-1. Marauders scoring all 3 runs in the second on a 3-RBI double from Will Taylor. 1-1 on the ground towards first. Big hop for Leje. Charging in, steps on the base, one gone. Jimenez follows Connor Wickriff, who went 6 up, 6 down. And then last inning, a 1-out walk issued by Jimenez. Corey Joyce, the third baseman, with one gone in the fourth inning, 3-0 Bradenton. Ready from the letters, and a kick zone pitch. And a curveball up and in for ball one. On the minor league rehabber from AAA Toledo. Joyce went 0-for-2, 3 walks, and the win on Tuesday for them. Only game he's played in this week. 1-0, Joyce rips it foul, third base side. Off the netting behind the tarp. You see that a lot from rehabbers. Typically, they will basically just go on an every other day schedule. And they play Tuesday, then they'll go Thursday. Off Friday, play Saturday. Kind of keeps them out of the sun then on Sunday. Menez is 1-1. He's down and in for a ball at 80 miles an hour. Infield shifted over the left. Second baseman De Los Santos near the second base bag. And 2-1s away for ball three. Well, the Marauders have been at this point the last two nights where they've carried leads in the early innings and they just haven't been able to maintain it throughout a 9-inning game. 3-1. Golfed up in the air to right center field and deep. Taylor backs up but squares the shoulders a few steps shy of the track and puts it away. 2 gone.
The first baseman, number 19, Andrew Jenkins.
First to retire. That's 4 in a row put away by Jimenez. Andrew Jenkins, the slugging first baseman, walks on the right side. 3-0 Bradenton in the fourth. Pitch to Jenkins. It is a fastball. Bottom of the zone called strike. Bunch of zeros on the board for Lakeland outside of an error. 0-1. Jenkins chops it back up the middle behind the second base bag, backing it by De Los Santos, and his throw sails over first.
Number 21,
Now the Marauders the last two nights as well. The errors have come back to haunt them. They have committed four each of the last two games. It has not been a great defensive week, and they worked on some defense today for the game. Right fielder Jose de la Cruz, the batter. First pitch is a ball to dirt for ball one. Well, it was at this time yesterday when De La Cruz tied the game at three. The home run on the fourth inning off of Christian Curtis. Marauders went on to lose 7-4. Righty kicks 1-0. Breaking ball up and away for ball two. Marauders lead 3-0. Tying runs on deck in the early goings of this one. Now in the middle innings. 2-0. Fastball outside corner called strike at 94. Well, that's where Jimenez will typically sit, 94 to 95. He has touched him 96 this year with that fastball. The 2-1. Breaking ball, flied well in the air, right center. Taylor chasing back, he's at the wall, and De La Cruz has done it again. A two-run home run in the fourth inning. And Lakeland has cut it to a one-run game. Two out, space is empty for Samuel Heal. Right-handed batter, first pitch. Heal back up the middle, nearly hits Jimenez, and it's into center field, the base hit. Almost grazed off the face of Jimenez on a comebacker.
The catcher, number 45, Archer.
Now Jimenez will have a word with Axel Plaz, the catcher, who walks out. Well, Jimenez got the first two outs, then an E4, kept the inning going, and then De La Cruz with a home run. Well, yesterday Jenkins had a broken bat single. Today reached on the error. Heels out of first, a tying run. 3-2 Bradenton in the fourth inning with Archer Brookman, the catcher. Digging in the right side. First pitch. Here's a breaking ball on the outside corner called strike. Good composure there by Jimenez. Now those two runs that will be unearned. Righty 0-1. Tip to the mid for strike two. 94 in the fastball. No balls and two strikes. Pitch. Down and away for a ball. Two one, line back up the middle, snagged by De Los Santos. Throw to first. Oh baby, they got him. De Los Santos threw from his knees on the shortstop side at second base, and they get Brookman for the last out. Incredible. Lakeland gets two though. They still trail 3-2 after four on the Marauders broadcast network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, will I throw me? ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, will I throw me?
We've reached the top of the fifth inning. Bradenton still ahead 3-2, but the first hit of the day for Lakeland's a home run. As the opening pitch to Connor Delgado shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's a ball. Start this fifth inning. You got the play by De Los Santos to end it. I mean, that was an incredible inning. Pitches a called strike. It's 1-1. And pitches outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Cam Brown out for his second inning. The pitch, high and in, but it's a called strike. Just catches a piece of the zone. It's 2-2. 3-4-5 in the order. Delgado 0 for 2 today. Coming off a multi-hit game yesterday. Pitch. And Delgado strikes out looking. Inside fastball at 92. First strikeout for Brown. One gone in the fifth inning for his Maryland Mountains. See if that play from De Los Santos makes its way on SportsCenter tomorrow. First pitch to his Maryland Valdez is outside for ball one. Brown fires 1-0. And a breaking ball catches an inside piece for a strike. It's 1-1. As Maryland 0 for 2, 1 for 5 yesterday with an RBI. Team leader in RBIs, 1-1. And a fastball paints on the outside corner called strike. Brown has been much better this inning. He left 2 on in scoring position in the last after leadoff double from De Los Santos. Pitch. Down and away for a ball. It's 2-2. Pitch. 2-2. Fisted up in the air. First base side. Jenkins over towards the seats, and it's out of play. He's 2-2 again. Swing and a miss. Fastball high in 92, and that's back-to-back K's for Brown.
The first baseman, number 31, Ethan Lincoln.
Hey. 3-2 Bradenton, top of the fifth inning on this Thursday night from Publix Field at Joker Marchant Stadium. Thomas and Zarella, glad to be here with you. Ethan Leche is 0 for 2, the righty batter. First pitch is a slider, checks his swing, and he holds up on a ball. It's 1-0. Riders scored all three runs in the second on a Will Taylor bases clearing double. 1-0. Looped in the air, shallow center field. And it will drop in a base hit in front of Fania, the center fielder. Hung up for a while, but Heel and Graham neither could get there. Along with Fania, the center fielder. Axel Plaz, the right-handed hitting catcher. Runner on, a one-run lead. Pitch, Plaz barrels it well, right center field, towards the alley, Fania chasing it, and it's off the bottom of the fence. Lange around 30 gets the wave, relay sails over the fence. And it's an RBI double for Axel Plaz. They have a lead again at 2, it's 4-2.
The second baseman, number 12,
your Donnie Delosantos. Well, Plaz absolutely scorched that one off the bat and off the bottom of the fence. And Plaz, yeah, he came in just 0 for his last 13. He's 2 for 3 today. And some more two-out magic. Brown struck out the first two, then a single and a double. Here is your Donnie Delosantos. Made that great play last inning. First pitch is an inside slider called strike. Runner at second base, 4-2 Bradenton now. Pitch stretches for a slider outside, it's 0-2. Now your Donna just pressing a bit here. Trying to do a bit too much. Brown sets, looks a second. 0-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Brown strikes out the side, but a run scores on a double from Axel Plaz. We're halfway home, 4-2 Bradenton on the Marauders broadcast network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Brown just slaps
on a courtesy tag. Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Last of the fifth inning, Bradenton tackled another in the top half to lead 4-2. First pitch from Carlos Jimenez is touched at home foul. For strike one to Ricardo Hurtado, the number 8 man in the order today. Now it's an Axel Plaz RBI double. The 0-1, and Hurtado takes away at 94. It's 1-1. They got their first hit last inning. They got 2 in the frame on a home run from Jose de la Cruz. 1-1, and Hurtado's late on a fastball. It's 1-2. Two on air and extended by De La Cruz home run then. And it sets and fires 1-2. Outside with a breaking ball. Sun setting from Publix Field, lights turning on. Lights here, talked to them about the ballpark yesterday and today. Built in 1966 here in Lakeland. 2-2, and a breaking ball. Top of the zone, called third strike. Second K for Carlos, one gone in the fifth inning for Peyton Graham. Light beams, they replicate the old Tiger Stadium. It's kind of old school looking lights. One out, base is clear, 4-2 in the fifth inning, Bradenton ahead. First pitch is a fastball, tugged down and away for a ball. These long beams, they can almost climb up on all four sides. Eight lights, two rows of them. The 1-0. Popped up in the air on the right side of the infield. It's right at the mound. Everybody's converging, and it's a shortstop, Rivas, who takes charge and makes the grab.
The left fielder, number 10, Davis.
Of course, Tiger Stadium, the historic ballpark that's considered one of the jewels up in Detroit. That was used for a long time, and it had some funky dimensions, as many did back in the day. Backstop was 66 feet. That was kind of the norm back then. First pitch, David Smith, bomb the zone, called strike. Opened in 1912, that was the same year as Fenway Park, and closed down in 2001. Demolished in 2008 then. Pitch, ripped out and missed, down and in. It's 0-2 on Smith, who's 0-2 today. Tigers play there from 1912 until 1999. Was on the U.S. National Register of Historic Places. It was removed in 2022. Obviously, standing no more. 0-2. Rolled foul at home plate. The funny thing is that Tiger Stadium opened the same day as Fenway Park in 1912, so Fenway now has being the oldest ballpark. It's kind of one of the early few, too, that also had a second deck down the outfield line. Obstructed view seats. If you just go to Fenway, you'll pick your seat wisely as pitch clock violation on Jimenez. It's 1-2. They have night baseball there until 1948. Also host to the Detroit Lions for a number of years. 1-2. Up and in. 93, it's 2-2. Also, I came across this on social media last week, too. Still, Tigers, the only ballpark that has it, Comerica, is 2-2. On the ground, hard foul, first base side. In its final season, it was one of two ballparks, Chase Field in Arizona, which no longer has it. A dirt path that runs from the pitcher's mound to home plate. Comerica Park is the only park in baseball that has it. And now another violation on Jimenez. So he's getting him two free balls here, and the count's full 3-2 on David Smith with two outs in the fifth inning. 4-2 Bradenton. Pitch. High and away, ball four. He walks. Well, that's three violations against Jimenez today.
Number 25.
You know what they call that too. I heard of multiple things of what you call it. It's called a keyhole. Runs from home plate to the pitcher's mound. Runner on in the fifth inning, 4-2 Bradenton. Nomar Fonda, the lefty. First pitch is on the inside corner for a strike one. I had one in my little league field growing up, and a couple of them did. Toss to first, headlong dive back in safely. Pitch on the inside corner, called strike. There are many theories of why. The biggest thing is, well, you know, the catcher walks out there a number of times, so, you know, walking on the grass, you don't have to maintain it. The grass won't burn out, as it does sometimes. The 0-2, Fonda rips it on the ground, foul, first base side. So instead of having the grass trampled by many visits, one needed. And the other thing, too, is that it follows cricket. Cricket has a long patch of dirt and just low grass. 1-2. And swing and a miss for strike three as Jimenez strikes out two in a scoreless fifth inning. After 5-4-2 Bradenton on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our final Paws and Claws night on Friday, August 16th, as the Marauders take on the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back at Joker Marchant Stadium in Lakeland, Florida. Marauders have a 4-2 cushion in the top of the sixth inning. New pitcher in is Cam Brown departs after two innings on the hill. Gives up a run on three hits while striking out three. First pitch to the righty Javier Rivas. It's at the knees, called strike. Patrick Pridgen is a new pitcher in for Lakeland. 8-9-1 due up for Bradenton as the 0-1 is low and inside for a ball. It's 1-1. 25-year-old Pridgen was a 15th round pick 2 years ago, 2022, out of FIU, Florida International. 1-1 Rivas sends it back to the screen for a strike. On the year with Lakeland, Pridgen making his 17th appearance. He started one game. He's 3-3 with a 5.79 ERA. 9 walks, 20 Ks, and 18 2/3 innings. Has had a one stint on the injured list this year. 1-2. Down low of the shoe tops for ball. One in the IL now on May 26th, and then rehabbed in early mid-July with the FCL Tigers for being activated on July 31st. From the windup, the righty is 2-2. Low one in with a breaking ball, and the count's full. Rivas is 0-2 today. He's 0-5 in the series. 3-2. In the dirt for ball four, and he walked him. Rivas walks to start this sixth inning. Bradenton got a run in the last on a double from Axel Blas and scored Ethan Leje, all coming with two outs. Andrew Patrick, the righty batter, with a runner on, 4-2. Bradenton in front. Pitch to Patrick. Is a fastball down and away for a ball. Patrick's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored in the second. Scored on a Will Taylor bases clearing double. The 1-0. Outside with a slider for a ball. And it's 2-0. Bridge and last pitch in, Ford Myers gave him a run on two hits, a walk in a third of an inning. That was 6 days ago. 2-0. Caught and missed at the outer half at a fastball. It's 2-1. Take a look at some scores and the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Started in the big leagues with Pittsburgh Pirates, who are at home. 2-1. And Patrick pops it up high in the air, first base side. And it's out of play on the concourse. Pirates at home hosting the Reds in game one of a series. Paul Skeens on the hill. It's a scoreless ball game. Skeens, two hits allowed, one walk, seven Ks, and five innings. They have got two on right now with two outs with Isaiah Kinefrelefa. Elsewhere, Triple A Indianapolis at 5-4 on Columbus. Pitch, Patrick takes down and away. And the count's full on him. Indians had Bubba Chandler go six strikeouts, three runs on five hits in five innings. Ryan Barucki's in, a big league rehabber. 3-2, it's downstairs, ball four. And he's walked the first two here in the sixth. It's not been a sharp outing for Bridget so far. Hiya Greensboro is trailing 2-1 at home against Asheville. The bottom of the sixth inning they head. And then Altoona is in Richmond, top of the sixth inning. They don't have a hit yet. They are being shut out 3-0. Squirrels have 8 hits. Still early for the no-hitter watch, in my opinion, but MLB always thinks the sixth inning is, so when it gets to the seventh, let me know. First and second, nobody out here in inning number six. 4-2 Bradenton, top of the order, two scores to the lefty. Breaking ball in the dirt, smothered by Brookman, the catcher, for ball one. Marauders looking to win their first game this week. Lost their last 8 straight here at this ballpark. Bridge and Reddy's look to second, the 1-0. Gorsuch lines into straightaway center field. Fania chasing on with a feet first dive, makes the sliding catch. Rivas has to treat back to second base, but Fania with a nice defensive jam. Out number one is recorded with two on for Will Taylor in a 4-2 ball game. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch outside for ball one. Big spot here for Taylor if the Marauders can put up maybe a crooked number again. And the 1-0. Taylor tips into the mitt for a strike. Counts even 1-1. One out, two on in the sixth. Rich and Reddy's deals. Breaking ball tap behind to him for a strike. We talked to Taylor yesterday on the Marauders pregame show. Learned a lot about him, especially about him being a four-sport athlete in high school. We know he played two sports in college, in football and baseball. He cut off football after his second year there at Clemson. 1-2. Outside, back picked it first, and they got him. That's a crushing blow on that second out. It's just Rivas at second with two gone and a 4-2 game in the sixth. Two-two. Way outside with a slider. But in high school, Taylor, he was, again, football player, baseball player, but he also wrestled and he ran track. Four-sport athlete. It's incredible. Native of Irmo, South Carolina. 3-2. And that's a called third strike. Fastball 93 on the inside corner. And that ends the sixth inning. 5.5 gone. Bradenton ahead 4-2 on the Marauders broadcast network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six as Bradenton ahead by two at 4-2. Corey Joyce, 3, 4, and 5, due up here in this half inning. Against the righty Carlos Jimenez, who's out for another inning of work. This will be his fourth. First pitch is high and tight for ball one. Joyce 0 for 2 today, grounded out and flat out in the first and fourth inning. Last one was against Jimenez. The 1-0 popped up in the air, shallow right center. Taylor running in, under it, and it puts it away. One gone.
The first baseman, number 19, Andrew
Shankin. Rodgers 4 runs, 5 hits in an error. Lakeland 2 runs on 2 hits and 1 error. As Andrew Jenkins, the right-handed hitting first baseman, he's 0 for 2 today. Reached on an error in the fourth and then scored. Menace sets and fires. First pitch is yanked on the ground. Foul, third base side for strike one. The 0-1. On the ground again. Foul, third base side. It's nothing in two. Jenkins has hit well against Bradenton this season. Coming in 9 for 20, it's a 321 mark with 3 doubles and 5 RBIs. 0-2 the count as Jimenez gears in a fire zone. On the ground again, the third. Right at Gorson, one step to his left. Fields and throws across, two gun.
The right fielder, number 21, Jose De La Cruz.
Jose De La Cruz, who has homered for the second straight night. He's got 11 home runs on the season. Now 62 RBIs. Righty batter, first pitch, a high chopper foul, third base side. And it's 0-1. And the Cruz has been one of the best RBI men in the Florida State League this year. He came in third place behind Roger Garris and Ari Lamonte at 62. His 11 home runs will put him tied for ninth with Rivas. A one. Is low four ball. It's 1-1. I mean, he's got legit power. I mean, I'd probably put it at like 60 grade pop for him. One one. Popped up in the air. Foul first base side. Play. Strike two on De La Cruz as Jimenez looks to fire 1-2-3 sixth inning. The pitch, check swing on the appeal. He went around for strike three. And Jimenez strikes out his fourth in a 1-2-3 inning. We head to inning number 7, 4-2 Bradenton, Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
For 2 Bradenton as Connor Delgado leads things off at the top of the seventh inning. Switcher to batting left against the righty. Pridgen takes a fastball inside for ball one. Marauders scored a run in the fifth inning on Axel Plaz. RBI double. 1-0. It's low for a ball. It's 2-0. Oh, this is an important game for Lakeland. Game was canceled today. Fort Myers playing in Tampa. Pitch below the knees for ball three. So Lakeland right now 2.5 games out from first place in the second half. They won their last four games. 3-0 bunt shown, pulled back, and it's on the outer edge, called strike. Well, Lakeland basically missed out on a cancellation in Fort Myers, a game that was postponed. Was canceled. 3-1. And down an in ball four, and Delgado walks. Stenson's on base streak to 12 games with that free pass to start the seventh inning. As Bradenton looks to add on to their 4-2 lead. Marilyn Valdez kicks around some dirt on the right side. What happened was is that it was Lakeland's either penultimate series in the first half before they came to Bradenton. Pitch the ruddy. There's a breaking ball, eyeball high for ball one. They had a game that was postponed. And so it helped them at first because they had one less loss than Clearwater. So they had half a game lead. 1-0. Fastball in the inside corner called strike. It's 1-1. Now then, if you remember, it's a Tuesday, final 3 days of the first half. Shalene Polanco, it's a walk-off grand slam. Lakeland, so they lose that game. Clearwater wins that night. And they jump in front by half a game on Lakeland because of the postponement. 1-1's down on the dirt for a ball. It's 2-1. Which, if the game was played, I am 90% positive that Lakeland had the head-to-head, and so they would have won the first half if they were tied with Clearwater. And in the end, Thrashers, who are one of the worst teams in the second half, they win the first half. 2-1. But in for a ball. Rana's barely 0 for 3 today. Fly out, pop out, and a strikeout. Marauders have lost their last 8 games at this ballpark, 6 in April, 2 this week. 3-1. No, it's a late strike call as Valdez backpedals back towards home. A lot of the fans don't realize is that open umpire Jimmy Rota is not calling the balls and strikes. It is an electronic strike zone system tonight. It tells them if it's a ball or a strike. That one probably just nicked the top of the zone. 3-2. Flown well in the air out to left field. Smith, a few steps shy, comes in and has it for the first down.
The first baseman, number 31, Ethan Leche.
One out with a runner on. 4-2, Bradenton. In inning number 7. Ethan Leje, the old former Ole Miss Rebel, ready batter playing first today. Pitch tipped to the mid for a strike as Delgado started and stopped at first. Bradenton has led from the start. They scored 3 in the second. Lakeland scored 2 in the fourth on a De La Cruz home run. Lies with the RBI double in the fifth. Bridge and Satson delivers the 0-1 to the dirt. From just above the bell, Bridges 1-1. Looped in the air to right field. It dunks and a base hit. Delgado around second. He stops at third on a bloop single from Ethan Leje. And there'll be runners at the corners with one out in the seventh.
The catcher, number 46, MTL Plies.
Well, sometimes you got to get lucky. Infield shifted over to the left, so the second baseman Heel was playing way over, had no chance of getting that one. That was a cutter off the edge of the bat that drops in. First and third, one gone, a 2-run lead. And Axel Plaza swinging a hot bat tonight. He's 2-for-3. Righty hitter, first pitch. It's a changeup outside for ball one. Plaz talked about that RBI double he had in the fifth inning. He also singled and scored in the second. He was 0 for his last 13 coming into tonight. Pirates top 30 prospect, 1-0. And Plaz stretches for a slider down and away. It's 1-1. He's had a big season, start of the year in the complex league, called the mid-May. Age 18 season, spinning a toss to first. Leje headlong dive back in safely. Well, this is where the Marauders have to cash in. innings 5-9 of the first two games of this week's series. They're just 1-30. They got two hits in the fifth, both with two outs, one from Plotz. Wanwani cuts a bit set on top of the zone slider. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes on Axio Plaz. From the letters, the pitch. Up and away, just missed to 92.
Come on up.
Try once more, Leje at first. 2-2. In the dirt, blocked behind. Leje takes off to second base. He's been standing on the wild pitch. Delgado could not advance on at home. And it'll be runners at second and third with one out and a full count on Plaz. Infield comes in here with De Los Santos on deck. Three balls, two strikes, and the pitch. On the ground, softly at foul. In the dugout. The Pirates have opened up a nice lead now. Ryan De La Cruz with the bases clearing double the score, 3-5-0. Pittsburgh in the fifth. Another deep count here on Axio Plaz. 3-2. High and away, ball four, and Plaz walks. Well, not the worst thing to happen for Pridgen. You want to give anything good to hit for Plaz. Sets up a double play ball still. As out comes manager Andrew Graham, and it looks like they will go to the bullpen here in the seventh inning. Bases are full. One out, 4-2 Bradenton, looking for more offense. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the seventh inning, 4-2 Bradenton with the bases full of Marauders for Yordani De Los Santos. Garrett Apker is a new arm into the contest for Patrick Pridgen. And a big spot here. 24-year-old Apker. Base to the righty. 19-year-old Yordani De Los Santos. First pitch is a fastball, 94 outside for ball one. Apker this year with Lakeland. 3-1, a 5.29 ERA in 18 outings. He's walked 15, struck out 36 and 32 in a third innings. Righty, close stance to the mound. 1-0. Down the heart of the plate, called strike at 93. De Los Santos is 1-for-3 tonight. doubled in the fourth, struck out the other two times, made a spectacular defensive play in the field as well. I believe it was in the fifth inning. 1-1. Caught and missed that. It was Tardy on the fastball. De Los Santos calls time. Now this could be a huge momentum swing. If they get a base hit, it would score two automatically. Apker's 1-2. Up and away. Delgado leads off a third. Leje stands at second. And Axel Plaz over at first base. One out in the seventh. Bradenton looking to win their first game of this week's series in Lakeland. Pitch. Slow ground to the second base. He'll flip to second. The out there. Turn to first. Double play. Inning ending 4-6-3. Twin killer. And the Marauders can't get one across in the seventh. It's stretch time. 4-2 Bradenton on the Marauders. Broadcast Network.
My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Cennaruna menzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te veglia lo pescia, io le isla, islena, se lo pescia, manatena.
Bottom 7-4-2 Bradenton as Carlos Jimenez was warming up there in between half innings, and now the training staff is out along with pitching coach Matt Ford. As Jimenez has his hat off on top of the mound with Axel Plaz, and Alexi Haester is walking out as he's stretching over, punched over right now, and that pops up. Bradenton, baseline to one out last half, but he could not get a run across. And Jimenez, who's been excellent, picks up the rosin bat, throws it back down. So, again, waiting on to see what happens here. But Jimenez so far, 4 innings, 200 runs on 2 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Whole infield has converged on Jimenez on the hill, seeing what's going on here. Bradenton's bullpen pops to life a little bit. Ciarati is getting up to start throwing. See Luigi Hernandez and Peyton Stumbo. But Jimenez is good to go as Matt Ford, the pitching coach, walks back towards the third base, stuck it along with Alexa Haesler. So whatever it was, it has passed. Samuel Heal, the righty, digs in. 6, 7, and 8, 2 up in the order this half inning. First pitch, breaking ball high and in, and it hits him. Well, that one might hit the bat. as trainer Eric Flores runs out quickly, but again, I believe it actually hit the bat, so it did. So count nothing and one, or 1-0, I don't know. Pitch, down and away for a ball. I mean, we'll put umpire and Jim Rohn through his arms, so I would think it's a foul ball then. Pitch, down and in. It's two balls and one strike, so they have officially ruled it was a foul ball. Jimenez delivers the pitch. Chopped off home plate, foul, third base side. There is no more action in the Marauders bullpen. Jimenez at 67 pitches right now. He's thrown 41 strikes. And the pitch down and away with the slider, and the count's full. Neil today's 1-for-2, singled his last trip up in the fourth. 3-2. Pop foul off the first base side out of play. Bradenton 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. Lakeland 2 runs on 2 hits and an error. They had both their hits come in back-to-back hitters in the fourth inning, which would not have happened if it wasn't for an error. 3-2. Ripped on the ground, a third. Back hitted by Gorson. Sets his feet, throws across, one gone. Gorson's made a couple of really nice plays at third tonight. I mean, that was hard hit, a one-hopper on the back-handed side, and he has made that play at least two times, if not three. 4-2, Braden Toon, a one out, base is clear in the seventh for Archer Brookman, the catcher. First pitch is a curveball down and away for a ball. Marauders have led for the entire game so far, scoring 3 in the second. 1-0. Fastball just a bit outside. It's 2-0. Brookman's 0 for 2. Looking to keep his 12 game on base streak going. Pitch, high and tight for ball 3. Jimenez, he was really good the last couple innings. He's allowed just one man to reach in the last two, but has fallen behind the first two hitters here in the seventh. 3-0, down and in for ball 4. He walked him. Walk for Jimenez. It puts Brookman on. Brings a tying run to the plate, and Ricardo Hurtado. Runner at first, 4-2 Bradenton. One out in the seventh. Hurtado's 0 for 1 today. First pitch to the righty. Top foul at home for strike 1. Now, said it before, only two hits for Lakeland. It came in the fourth inning against Jimenez, who got the first two outs. Then an error, then a home run by Jose De La Cruz, and then a single by Heels. So it would be a no-hitter going on right now if it wasn't for that. The 0-1, down and away for a ball. Jimenez was a bit flustered after the home run, and Heel kind of jumped on that first pitch fastball that he threw. The 1-1, fouled straight back to the screen. One and two the count on Hurtado. Jimenez delivers. Float well in the air, deep left center. Patrick trots back, just shy of the track, puts it away on the edge of it as he makes the grab in the deepest alley left center. Brookman retreats back to first.
Then a short side, number 7, 18.
Now that's just how big this ballpark is. That left center alley is not where you want to hit it. Well, that ball has probably gone to Lecom Park, but here it's just a flyout. Two outs, a runner on for Peyton Graham, the shortstop. Checks the swing, and it's a called strike. 4-2 Bradenton in the seventh on this Thursday night. Sun has set here from Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium. Righty delivers the 0-1. And that's off the outside corner for a ball, 1-1. Jimenez looking to go 5 innings out of the bullpen, which would tie the longest by Marauder pitcher out of the pen this year. The 1-1. Just misses down and away. The last minute duo was Connor Oliver. August the 2nd in Palm Beach has been done 3 times this year. 2-1, blown foul off the right side. Just passed the 2-hour mark of this one. Two and two the count. Jimenez again. The pitch to Graham. Called third strike on the inside corner, and Graham goes down looking. A scoreless seventh toss by Jimenez. It's 4-2 Bradenton to the eighth. Marauders broadcast number.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton with a 2-run cushion at 4-2. Go back to the well here against Garrett Apker. Came in, got the last 2 outs. In the seventh, first pitch to Javier Rivas is hacked and missed at for a strike one. 8-9-1 due up after Apker came in last inning. Bases full, one out, and induced an inning-ending double play to De Los Santos. The 0-1, check swing, and he went around. Oh, I think Gabe Vargas down there has every check swing has been on offer. I think he's like 5 for 5 tonight. It's 0-2. Jim Horner, third base dugout, thought that Rivas held up there. But it's 2 strikes on him. Apker readies and his delivery. Chop foul at home off the backside of his number 2 jersey. Lakeland looking to win their 5th straight game.
0-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. Rivas 0 for 2 with a walk in the sixth inning. He was left at second base. Marauders have left 9 on, or just 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position. The one hit being the Will Taylor double. Back in the second. 0-2, check swing, caught a piece of it, and it's squeezed by Brookman for strike 3. First K for Apker, one gone in the eighth inning for Andrew Patrick. One out, base is empty, and then righty Patrick digs in. Pitch. Slider way outside for a ball. Patrick 0 for 1, 2 walks and a run scored today. Now today in baseball history, a lot of big things happened today involving some of the Tigers as well. We're here in Tiger Town. Patrick flies it out to right field. De La Cruz started back into his original position and has it for the second out. Of course, it comes to the plate. There were two outs in the eighth inning, 4-2 Bradenton. Well, involving the Tigers, Miguel Cabrera becomes a 28th member of the 500 home run club today. He had a solo home run of Steven Matz on this day in 2021. Miguel Cabrera spent most of his career spring training here in Lakeland. First pitch to lefty Gorson's thigh-high called strike. Obviously, Miguel is going to be a Hall of Famer. Two-time MVP, 12-time All-Star. Won the Triple Crown. I believe it was back in 12 or 13. And above the zone, a changeup called strike. It's 0-2 on Gorson. 21 years in the bigs. 16 in Detroit, 5 in Florida. Four-time All-Star there with the Marlins. And won a World Series. 0-2. And Gorson takes a call. Third strike. Apker strikes out 2-1. 2-3 eighth inning. 4-2 Bradenton. Bottom eight next year on the Marauders broadcast network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom of the eighth inning from Lakeland, Bradenton clinging on to a 4-2 lead as Peyton Stumbo enters out of the bullpen. He'll face top of the order David Smith, Nomar Fania, and Corey Joyce. Replaces Carlos Jimenez, who in 5 innings, 2 runs, both unearned out of the bullpen today. He is in line for the win. Ready, Stumbo delivers first pitch. Fastball off the plate outside of 91 for ball one. For Payton, 22-year-old from Sacramento, California. 20th-round pick last year. 1-0 check swing, and he went around. I'm telling you, everything tonight, Gabe Vargas has ruled that has gone around. And someone from the top step yelled something. Gabe Vargas told him to settle down. 1-1 outside of the changeup. It's 2-1. To deliver the numbers on Stumbo, he's 3-4, a 5.64 ERA this year. 33 outings, 3 starts. 23 walks, 62 Ks in 59 innings. 2-1, flared foul, third base side out of play. Smith is 0 for 2 of the walk today. Stumbo 10, glove up near the eyeballs. 2-2. Breaking ball fouled off at home. Gear of Plaz, who limps around. Stumbo pitched 4 days ago. In the third, picked up the win on Saturday. Made his first pro start on July 1st. That was when the Marauders pitching staff and rotation were in desperate need of arms due to a number of players on the injured list. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. High and away for ball three. Pitch, and Smith strikes out swinging. Fastball at the knees, and Smith couldn't connect on it. One gone on the strikeout for Stumbo. Well, Stumbo this year making his seventh appearance against Lakeland. It's been the whole year. 3.60 ERA. Bunt shown, tapped down in front of the pitcher's mound. Stumbo scoops, sidearm flings to first, and Nomar Fadia needs a second out in the eighth.
The third baseman, number 14, Corey Schwitz.
Lakeland down to their final four outs tonight in the eighth inning. 4-2 Bradenton. Base is clear, and Corey Joyce, the third baseman. See if Stumbo would go for the ninth inning as well. Pitch. Fastball low and in for a ball. It is really interesting because Bradenton's two closes this year are now both in high A, Bagdiel Cotto and Landon Tompkins. So Stumbo may be the closer. 1-0 is a fastball at the knees called strike. That's 1-1. Oh, there are a couple of pitchers who have saves this year. Stumbo's got three of them. Oliver with one. It's a called strike on a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Carrying Castillo. With Castillo and Luigi Hernandez, who's got two. Most of those are three-inning saves, though. Not really high leverage. 1-2 breaking ball in the dirt. On Joyce's 0-for-3 tonight. So Carrion, mark his a legit one. Now Stumbo's, I believe one might be a three-inning save, but I think two are legit. And the 2-2. Fly and foul to play first base side. Oliver's is probably a three-inning save. Imer Lobo has one. That may be a three-inning save. So, again, you get the point. 2-2. Fouled off at home. Interesting to see who will come out and close games. You know, Gary McMillan did a few times as well. He pitched great yesterday in high A. 4 scoreless, 7 Ks. 2-2 with 2 outs. Inside with the slider. Counts full with Andrew Jenkins on deck. Stumbo nods, gets a sign. His 3-2. Fouled off at home again. Three, two again. Breaking ball, low and away, ball four, and Joyce walks.
The first baseman, number 18.
Flames with the tying run, and Andrew Jenkins, 4-2 Bradenton in the eighth inning. Righty-righty matchup, the first pitch. Fouled off the mask, applause for strike one. Took a beating there. And really, him and the Hope and umpire, Jimmy Rowe, to have. I mean, they have been peppered with foul balls at home. Jenkins is 0-3 of the run scored tonight. Reached on an E4 in the fourth inning against Jimenez, who then scored on a De La Cruz home run on deck. The 0-1. Breaking ball down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. You definitely want to get Jenkins here. You do not want to bring De La Cruz up as a potential go-ahead run. He has just been a Marauder killer this year. Stumbo's 1-1. Cut and missed out top of the zone at 90 miles an hour. Jenkins calls time. Jenkins steps back in. Two outs, a runner on, and a 4-2 Bradenton lead. 1-2. In the dirt. Runner taking off. Throw from Plies. On the money. They got him. And that ends the half inning. 4-2 Bradenton to the ninth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, Bradenton looking for their first win this year in Lakeland. They lead 4-2 as Luke Stoffel is a new pitcher in for Lakeland. He will face Will Taylor, 2-3 and 4-2 up. Righty-righty matchup, first pitch is a bouncer in for ball one. Apker inning in two-thirds, two strikeouts, scoreless outing for him. As Stoffel, 22-year-old of Wright State University, same alma mater as Andrew Patrick, who's batting ninth, just missed him. Stoffel sets and delivers, and a fastball in the outside corner, 95 called strike, it's 1-1. Stoffel with Lakeland making his 27th appearance, he's 1-3 with a 5.35 ERA. 16 walks, 36 Ks, and 35 in the third innings. 1-1, breaking ball just too tall there on Taylor. Taylor chokes up on his red barrel. 2-1. line foul, first base side of the end of the dugout. It might have snapped his bat. Go get a new piece of lumber. I wonder how many wood bats that these newly drafted guys have. You know, coming from wood bat summer leagues. Spits in his gloves and rubs them in. Obviously, college used metal, and that's why summer leagues like the Cape League are so important. You get to see guys in wood bats and how they face some of that pitching. It's just a little bit heavier. 2-2. Taylor bounces to the right side. Right at heel, should hit more up the middle. Sidearm tosses to first. One gone. Well, in the bottom of the ninth inning, Stumbo will have 4, 5, and 6. Jenkins, De La Cruz, and Hill. That is not an easy lineup to maneuver. Bradenton ahead, 4-2. As a switch hitting, Connor Delgado digs in the left side.
Hey, honey.
First pitch. And Delgado takes high. Well, the letters. Stoffel is one out. Fastball below the knees for ball two. Talking about a few innings back about this day in baseball history. Obviously, Miguel Cabrera played the Tigers for most of his career. Hit his 500th home run today back in 2021. The 2-0 popped up in the air. Tough play behind third. Smith. Left fielder racing over the shortstop. Graham with a dive on the track and can't make the catch. Deflected off his glove and his arm and off the sidewall. That would have been an incredible play by him. Elsewhere in baseball history today, well, 1998 was a big year. It was a summer of home runs between Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, both dueling it out. Most home runs in the league. Brought a lot of fans back after the strike in 94. And the 2-1 popped up again, this time out of play, left side. Well, this day, 1998, Mark McGwire's 52nd home run. It broke Babe Ruth's record for most round-trippers in three straight seasons at 162. Made 52 in 96, 58 in 97, and then the 52nd that year. Ruth had 161 from 1926 to 1928. Stoffel 2-2, and it's tipped into the glove for strike three. Two gone in the ninth inning for Esmond and Valdez. Base is empty, two outs, Bradenton up 4-2. As Marilyn Valdez, the right-handed hitter. Batter against Stoffel, first pitch. Outside for ball one. One out. Foul back for a strike. It's 1-1. Well, no record-setting pace this year for Bradenton. They hit a franchise record in home runs last year. They nearly came to it in June for most home runs in a month, but just fell short by a pair of home runs. 1-1, way outside of the backstop. Of course, Valdez, he's got 17 of them. It's the most home runs hit by a Marauder in this new low-A era since Rodolfo Nolasco had 20, so it's the second most hit by a Marauder hitter in a season. But he's been stuck at 17 for some time, as many of these hitters have. 2-1. Ripped out and missed on the outside corner. It's 2-2. Got to go back to St. Lucie. Now he's had 2 on their road trip. Even like Shalene Polanco, who's not playing today. Hasn't had one since July 20th in Tampa. 2-2. Way outside with the slider, and the count's full. But Bradenton's offense, 98 home runs this year. They haven't hit a home run in 5 days. Braylon Bishop was the last man to hit one. Base is clear, 2 outs. 4-2 Bradenton in the ninth. They lead. And the payoff from Stolfel. Roll towards short. Graham charges, gobbles, takes his time, and throws to first. That's the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for Lakeland. They trail 4-2. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine, Bradenton in front. 4-2 on the Lakeland Flying Tigers as Andrew Jenkins, 4, 5, and 6, will battle Peyton Stumbo, who's out for his second inning out of the bullpen. Marauders looking to snap their 8-game losing streak here in Lakeland if they can hang on. Stumbo is going for his 4th save of the season. What would be his 7th drive. Jenkins was at the plate in the last half inning when Corey Joyce was gunned down at second on a throw from Axel Plaz. De La Cruz on deck, and then Samuel Heels in the hole. This is a dangerous middle of the order. For his pitch, Jenkins whiffs on a top of the zone fastball for a strike. Well, you really like to not have De La Cruz come up with the tying as a tying run. That is definitely for sure. The 0-1. That's high. And 91, it's 1-1. Stubbo's 1-1. On the ground, a third. High bouncer, foul. Left of the bag, a third. Now, Peyton Stumbo. His last save came on June the 15th in Dunedin. Two of them coming home against the Blue Jays. And then the Threshers, one of those was a 3-inning save. As Jenkins strikes out, swinging inside, fastball in the hands at 91, one gone. Second K, that's a huge out there for Stumbo. One out, bases empty in the ninth inning. 4-2 Bradenton. With Jose De La Cruz, the batter, has driven in both runs today. The pitch is swatted up in the air, shallow left center and playable. Rivas out. Patrick Valdez built there, and it is secured by Rivas down to his knees. Boy, that was not easy.
But
De La Cruz is put away for the second out. Well, one more out, and the Marauders will snap their 8-game losing skid here in Lakeland. They have not won a game here since June 25th of last year. First pitch is on the zone, called strike to Samuel Heal. It's 0-1. Two outs, base is clear, two-run cushion in the ninth. Stumbo's 0-1. Pushed foul, first base side, and just like that, the Tigers are down to their last strike tonight. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Stumbo delivers, high and in at 91, as he'll bend it out of the way of it. It's 1-2. Hill 1-for-3, singled in the fourth inning. We'll try it again, the 1-2. Popped up, first base side, foul ground. Legge over, it's off the side netting, out of play. And they'll do it again. 1-2. Line towards left field, towards the corner. It's a base hit. Caught off by Valdez. Heel slams on the brakes at first as Valdez a really good throw in. But the tying runs at the plate for Archer Brookman in the ninth inning.
Number 45, Archer Brookman.
Now it never comes easy, that 27th out. As Brookman walks the plate here as a tying run. 4-2 Bradenton in the ninth inning. Brookman's 0-for-2 with a walk. Stumble from the stretch. Kicks home. First pitch check swing. It's a called strike. Good slider there at 83. Haven't seen a lot of curveballs tonight from Stumbo. A lot of sliders and a lot of fastballs. Pitch. Brookman watches at the kneecaps, called strike at 92. And for the second time tonight, Lakeland is down to their last strike. Four to Bradenton, runner at first in the ninth inning. No balls, two strikes. Stumbo's pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. Breaking ball in the dirt, and that's the ball game. Stumbo strikes out Brookman to strand the tying run at the plate. In the ninth inning, no runs ahead, one man left on base as Bradenton snaps their 8-game losing streak here in Lakeland as they win by a final score of 4-2. We come back here from the Publix Field at Joker Martin Stadium. It's the postgame show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, for the first time since June 25th of last year, the Bradenton Marauders have picked up a win here at Publix Field at Joker Marchin Stadium. This is the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella, welcome you back to Lakeland, Florida, as the Marauders, well, they lost their first eight games this year. They were dominant here last year, but it took until their third to last game to pick up a win here in Lakeland. Before we take you back to this one, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Paul Skeens in the Pirates today, hosting the Cincinnati Reds, as they're off to a really good start now in this series. Said it was scoreless. We checked in about the fifth inning. They scored six runs in the bottom of the fifth as they knock around Nick Lodolo, a former first-round pick out of TCU, gives up five runs in 4 2/3. Paul Skeens, tough to face him. Six innings, two hits, no runs, a walk, nine Ks. As Ben Heller, two scoreless. Hunter Stratton working on just finished off that last scoreless frame. And so the Buccos strike out 13 tonight as they win by a score of 7-0. Brian De La Cruz, 3-for-4, 3 RBIs to lead the way for the offense. Elsewhere in the Pittsburgh Pirates org, a couple final scores and a couple games and a really good night of the Pirates system. After all five affiliates lost yesterday, Marauders win here. Greensboro comes from behind. They score four in the eighth inning, win 5-4. And then Altoona, who were no-hit until the sixth inning, they end up getting four runs in the seventh. They're tied at four right now in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two outs, bases loaded in Richmond. And then Indianapolis is in extras in Columbus. 9-8 Indians over Columbus with Brady Feigl in the ballgame there. In the Florida State League, two games are final, including ours. Tampa postponed or canceled tonight at home against Fort Myers due to inclement weather. That will not be made up. Could be a big factor in the end of the season playoff race. Clearwater is being shut out 5-0 by the Dunedin Blue Jays, and Palm Beach just three outs away from winning another in St. Lucie. They are ahead 7-3. We come back here at the postgame show. We'll talk about this one and get you set for tomorrow. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And I will go back to Lakeland, Florida here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as the Marauders pick up a 4-2 victory to snap their 8-game losing skid. And Lakeland haven't won since last June. They dropped all 6 games here in April, lost this week Tuesday and Wednesday night before they pick up their first win of this series. Thomas and Zarella here to take you back to this one as Bradenton, for the third straight day, got on the board in the early innings of this one. It started in the top of the second inning. Axel Plaz singled, and then a 2-out back-to-back walks to Andrew Patrick and Deuce Gorison set the table for Wilt Taylor, who bounced a ball down the third baseline that scored all 3 runs, and Bradenton had a 3-0 lead just like that against Pedro Garcia. Connor Wickriff went 6 up, 6 down in his 2 innings, and then Carlos Jimenez went the next 5. He picked up the win, gave up 2 unearned runs that came in the 4th inning. Well, they hadn't had a hit all day. Andrew Jenkins reached on a 2-out error in the 4th inning, and then Jose de la Cruz comes up and smacks a 2-run home run. Back-to-back days for him with a home run. And that cut it to a 1-run game. Marauders got the run back in the 5th inning as it was another 2-out offense. Ethan Leje, a 2-out single against Cam Brown after he struck out the first 2. Axel Plaz hits a wall-scraping double out in right center. And that would score Leje all the way from first to make it a 4-2 ball game. Then after that, nothing but zeros. Jimenez goes 5 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, both unearned, 3 walks and 5 Ks. Stumbo had some trouble in the 8th and the 9th inning, but slams the door to pick up his 4th save of the season. In the 8th inning, it was a 2-out walk to Corey Joyce, who then was caught stealing at second base. In the 9th, a 2-out single from Samuel Heal, but Archie Brookman struck out to end the ball game. Marauders 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. They have struggled against Lakeland this year, hitting with runners in scoring position, and that proved again to me. They were just 1 for 11 tonight, as Lakeland did it just twice. They were 0 for 2. Numbers for Lakeland, 2 runs, 3 hits, an error, 5 men left on base. Winning pitcher is Carlos Jimenez, improves to 5-3. Pedro Garcia, the loser, falls to 0-2. Stumbo picks up his first save since June, his 4th of the year. Game time, 2 hours and 34 minutes, seen by 4:40 on this Thursday night in Lakeland. With the win, the Marauders improved to 49-68, 20-31 in the second half. Lakeland falls to 70-44, 28-21. As with the cancellation of the Fort Myers-Tampa game tonight, it is now a 3-game deficit for Lakeland in the second half standings in the Florida State League West Division. These two teams will meet back together tomorrow night at 6:30 right here in Lakeland. Clavari Tejada gets the baseball. 1-1, a 5.54 ERA against Cole Patton. 0-1, a 7.56 ERA this season. Pre-game show will get you rolling at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. But until then, Thomas and Zarella saying so long from Polk County. Final score one last time, Bradenton 4, Lakeland 2. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.